Anytime you maintain something, it's a continual process. You know, you have a duty at your house that you're really not your favorite thing. And you come to yourself one day, you think, that looks terrible. When's the last time I did that? I never did like dusting. As long as I have money, somebody's going to come by and dust. That's just the way it is. I do not like to dust. I don't think God wants me to be tormented or tortured. And so, and I look at for nothing. I better call so-and-so. It's time to dust again. She doesn't mind dusting, and she likes money, and she comes and dusts, and it's a real blessing for me. But, you know, there's some things that I do personally. And I think, when's the last time you did that? So you've got to maintain your house. You've got to maintain this man on the inside. It's not automatic just because you spoke in tongues and you had that moment where you were full of God. If you spoke in tongues for the first time, you were full. It's like a tea kettle you put on the stove. It begins to, you know, beat and bang around. You begin to hear sounds as the steam builds. But when a tea kettle's full of steam, that spout opens and it's going to whistle. Well, there comes that day you were full for the first time, you began to speak in tongues. If you haven't done that, today's your day. You let me know later and we'll help you. And so, but you, it's an experience that you have. You know that you leave the tea kettle off the stove after a while, the water goes cold. It doesn't matter how hot it was, it goes cold. You got to keep it on the heat. You got to keep your heart on the heat of God. Holy Spirit's the heat of God. Anytime you have power, you know we have power, but you put your hand up here on these light bulbs, you're going to spill the heat. You keep them there long enough, you're going to know the heat for sure. So where you have power, you have heat. And where you have heat, you have an expression. Wayne's cousins were electrocuted, almost died a number of years ago. He was on the roof adjusting the antenna, and he needed some support on the ground. And he said to her, could you hold that steady? And so she did. They had three little girls. Well, they weren't little girls. I guess they were like 12, 10, 8, something like that. And he bent the pole too far, and it hit the electric wire, and it went down the electric wire. And did major damage to both of them. And they were in separate hospitals. Couldn't even be had in the same hospital. He was born again. She was not born again. She was there on Easter time. See, there was, you come in contact with heat. You come in contact with electricity. There is something going to happen. If you come in contact with the heat and the electricity of God, something's going to happen. Well, over a period of time, they both recovered. And a choir came through the hospital on Easter. This is not a Florida story. They live in Kentucky. A choir came through the corridors of Easter were allowed by the hospital to sing, and she got born again, listened to the music. And they were on the verge of divorce, but reconciled. They did later divorce, but they reconciled for some time and then had a little boy. And so they had four children. But you see, where you have heat, where you have fire, you have expression. And you can't tell me they took that calmly. That they said, that felt terrible. That's why people run the aisles. Somebody turned up the fire. We got to keep the fire on. Keep the fire of God on. Here's the three ways Scripture gives us. We talked about verse 19, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. We talked about verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now today, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now these are two-sided coins. If you're not full and you begin to speak to yourself and sing to yourself, you'll get full. If you are full, you'll automatically sing. People that sing are full are trying to get full. It doesn't make any difference. If I maintain, it says speak to yourself. Now, the old tale about the man that speaks to himself is crazy is not true, because God says speak to yourself. And he says sing to yourself. Well, I just sing. I sing all the time. If I'm not singing, I'm worried about me. It's not a habit I made. It's just my heart. I try to keep my heart on tight. Try to keep it full. I'm either singing the Spirit in or singing the Spirit out. And that's the way it is. And then giving thanks. We talked about giving thanks and maintaining an attitude of praise and thanksgiving in difficult days and offering the sacrifice of praise. Now let's go to submitting. All of these three things go together. You're not going to be full unless you do all three. Nobody ever tells you that much. But if you don't submit, you're not full. If you don't speak and sing, you're not full. If you're not full of thanksgiving, you're not full. It takes all three. Now, the word submission has a bad rap. It says submitting yourself. First of all, I know it's the choice I'm making, submitting yourself. I'm choosing this. You know, nobody made me come to Christ. I could have gone to hell if I wanted to. I could have lived apart from God, enjoyed the pleasures of this world for a season, and suffered the punishment of eternity forever. But I chose Jesus. And submission is a choice. Anytime you choose, you make a choice. You submit yourself. Nobody submits you. Nobody corners you. Nobody forces you. Now, the reason this word's got such a bad rap is because of verse 22, wives submit. But it says yourself. In other words, Wayne didn't capture me, put me in the trunk of the car, carry me over the state line, handcuff me, stand me in front of a judge and say, kick me in the shin and said, say I do and say it now. I chose. See, it's a choice. Wives, submit because of the choice that you've made. You've made a choice. Now, here's the word submit. I'm not a Greek scholar. Hupotasio. I have a dictionary. I looked it up. It's one word. The first syllable means under. The second one has to do with being ordained or set or being arranged. It has to do with being arranged under. Now, I choose to be arranged under another. I choose to be arranged, to be set under another. And it says, we choose to be set under one another. And all that means is that we yield or we agree. We yield or we agree.